You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off with a sense of how the markets have performed, and joining me to do that today is Senior Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments, Wayne McCurry. We usually speak on a Friday. Today, we're going to do things a little different and catch up on a Thursday. Good evening, Wayne. Always a pleasure speaking to you. I imagine some of the market movements that happened today were some of the things that we spoke about last week as well. I mean, we had spoken about Karoo, we had spoken about Sasfin and those unexplained moves that we saw. Did we have any unexplained moves this time around?
No, there wasn't too much. The market was actually, it was up today. It was up about 0.5%, but there was nothing really all that untoward today. And it was really driven by essentially commodity prices and the rand. The rand, for the life of me, I can't work out why the rand has weakened again. And I've actually spoken to many of my colleagues and friends in investments as to why the rand all of a sudden weakened from the A20, A30, where it was about 10 days ago, to the almost 19 now. And I can't fathom a reason for it, because the dollar's weakening, the rand should in fact be strengthening, and virtually all other emerging market currencies are also strengthening. So maybe that's the bit of the oddity about the day's movement, is the rand continues to weaken.
It certainly is an oddity, Wayne, because 1.2% against the dollar, as I look at it now, at 18.94, and you and I have spoken about this over the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks, is the expectation is obviously it's going to get stronger over the next 2 or 3 years. And from a macro point of view, that makes sense. But the weakness now is very unexplained, because the Financial Action Task Force report is positive, somewhat positive. So we can't pin it on load shedding. It's very difficult to make sense of
this. There's nothing that's happened domestically that we don't all know about, or anything that was abnormal. Yeah, so I actually can't explain it. But just on the grey listing, that is one list we are going to get off. I mean, people mustn't lose hope that we're going to be on that list forever. It's actually not so much to do with how our financial systems are run. It's to do with the laws and how we implement the laws. In other words, the legal system and the prosecution system. It's nothing wrong with the actual functioning of the banking system. So it's more a legislative and an enforcement issue that they have with us.
The one thing we know about our South African banks, and I've said this on the show many a time, is that we have tier one banking infrastructure in this country. It is the best on the continent, and it is world class. So we certainly know that the banks and the other stakeholders are doing their part there. Hopefully the legislative side of it does come to the party. Wayne, let's take a look at some of the movements throughout the day. We got an announcement from Purple Group earlier in the week that headline loss was going to be quite significant, and I see the share price is down about 4% for the day. Is about 4.8%.
Yes. Yeah, they've swung from a 1 rand profit per share to a 2 rand loss per share. And it's when you read their commentary, they're extremely bullish about the future. They're opening up all around the world. They're opening up their platform, Easy Equities, all around the world. They're launching in Philippines, etc. They're also going to launch, I think, 5 or 6 new products and new product ranges next year. So they're spending the money to gear up for that. And of course, when you're doing that, you incur losses, because you know you can't capitalize these expenditures. So, but they're very bullish about the future. We'll have to see what actually happens. You know, when you read their introduction, you didn't think they'd swung into a massive loss. It's so optimistic.
Yeah, we'll definitely see how that unfolds. Charles and the team there have always been very, very bullish about their business and what it is that they get up to.
And believe me, the Easy Equities is a fantastic platform, and they're getting lots of new users and lots of active users. They've just got to make sure they make money out of it.
Yeah, that is always the tricky part with a business, is the profitability component of it. Wayne, let's take a look at SPAR. I want to get your thoughts on that. I'm going to speak to the SPAR CEO about that performance, but we obviously know there's been a couple of developments around things like their SAP software system and the business deciding not to declare a dividend. Are you surprised that they decided to forego the dividend?
No, not at all. They need the cash. I mean, the SAP cost them, that SAP disaster cost them an absolute fortune. Then they also had to rejig some businesses in Ireland. They change the way they process meat, and they had to write off there a little bit, and then they had to write down the Poland one, which they're selling, but they're taking the corrective measures to sort SPAR out. I mean, the SA retail environment's very interesting at the moment, and it's really one thing only. Checkers is just killing everyone.
Yeah, the ShopRite group is
just killing everyone.
The ShopRite group.
Everyone
is
trying to catch up. Everyone's trying to catch up with ShopRite and Checkers 60/60. They're all playing catch up. And so, you know, kudos to ShopRite for being so incredibly efficient and actually dominating the landscape.
Wayne, did you happen to catch up on Naspers' movement over the last couple of days? I mean, they reported numbers,
yes.
And I saw that the market kind of moved 1% on the one day and 1% today.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's been going up nicely.
Yeah, it's been inching up, but I mean, we're at levels where the share price
almost
is also
all-time highs. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Is that are we going to break those highs?
I think so. 2 or 3 years ago, Naspers management said, that's it. We're not going to just buy anything and grow at any cost. We are now going to convert the businesses that we have got into profitable businesses generating positive cash flows, which is very different to their previous philosophy. Their previous philosophy was essentially grow at any cost and we'll worry about profits later. So once they made that change, they've actually made dramatic progress into actually turning their underlying businesses other than Tencent actually profitable. And I mean, OLX, the e-commerce side, they're going to become profitable sooner than expected. The food business is doing well, picking up a lot of new customers. Then they've also got EduTech, which is doing quite well, and FinTech, which is doing quite well. So their earnings doubled. Now, it is difficult to read their financial statements because there are so many moving parts in the actual detail that they give you. But I think if you concentrate on what they call their core headline earnings, that doubled. And I don't think people would have even thought that was possible 3 years ago. But, you know, here it is. And you know, the Naspers share price has doubled since then in the last 2 years. And as we spoke earlier on, it's reaching, you know, fairly close to all-time highs again. And, you know, good for them. They've actually changed the business model because they want to unlock that discount. And they tried many ways. They tried with the process listing. They tried with the share buybacks. They tried with simplifying the structure. But the only way you unlock a discount is the valuations that are discounted must make money and profits, and then the market will value them.
And it looks like the market is starting to reward that value. That
yes.
Naspers share price is up almost 20% for this month alone.
Yes.
We were below 3,000 Rand a share at one stage, sitting at about 2,800 Rand a share. We are now at almost 3,500 Rand a share there. But we'll have to leave it at that, Wayne. Thanks so much for that update. That was Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth and Investments, giving us his thoughts on some of the market movements. He's confusion around the Rand, which I share, as well as where he thinks we could be headed going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.